Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Beis. The first time Yushev Leim Umed. Tachlon should be saying sitting down. There is a Shas Atrak sometimes that somebody's behind you still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so you can't sit down in front of him. So the Mishnah Berurah brings over there that you could rely on the Rivosh, who says that it's not Ma'akev to sit down. He says in other cases if you just finished Shmoneh Esrei, so you're not supposed to sit down until the amount of time it takes Hiluch Dalet Amos. Therefore, in such a case, you should say the Tachlon standing up, which is a little interesting because it takes only about 2 seconds. 3 seconds to walk Dalet Amos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But the more common one is the second one, which we said is somebody is saying Shmoneh Esrei behind him, so he can't sit down because of that. Ramah says, that only in a room that has on Kajun to say for Torah, only there do you put your head down for Tachnun. This is the minig is, if the room does not have Sefer Torah in it, then you say Tachlin sitting down, but without bending your head down. He says that if you have a courtyard of a shul, and the shul has Aron Kodesh, then you also do Nefilas HaPayim in the courtyard. And also he says, at the time that the tzibur is saying tachnun with head down in the shul, so a yochid who shachted that tzibur, even as far away from the base of Knesset, also in his home, does it in the field of sapayim in his home. They say in Yerushalayim the minhag is to always do in the field of sapayim, some say because the opinions that hold, that you don't have to have a sefer Torah, but you have svarim in the room, and most of the rooms have svarim. And the Shabru brings this, he says that if there's no sefer Torah, there's other svarim, there's a machlekes rishonim, that's not machlekes achronim about that, so like I said, and in Yerushalayim, they rely on the fact that the other svarim in the room that you can do that in the field of sapayim.